Welcome back, everybody, and welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Wednesday. The bulk of today's show dedicated to Donald Trump, the day manipulator. Donald Trump, not the guy who wants to actually prove that his policy works. He's the guy that wants the data to, you know, whatever it might be, seem to indicate that his policies are working. One of the most egregious examples of this is Donald Trump's recent firing of the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, one of the most important statistical agencies in the world. Not just the most important, one of the most respected statistical agencies in the world. His firing of its former head completely under pretext, and he's now appointed a guy by the name of E.J. Antoni, who I just looked up what conservative economists at like the American Enterprise Institute and other places had to say about him. A lot of these guys think this guy's a real partisan hack. We have an expert with us to understand the implications for your small business, your family's financial future with us this afternoon. Welcome back to the program, Heidi Scherholz. We can hear you now. She's from the Economic Policy Institute. President, so we need to explain why revisions happened very briefly, but I want to start with the most important thing for people to know. Why should an everyday American who happens to own a small business or maybe a medium stage business and has 40 to 50 employees here in the state of Wisconsin, why should someone who's got kids going off to college care about whether or not the Bureau of Labor Statistics has good data and has a responsible, objective economist at its head?
Oh, that is the question, right? Like, that is such an important thing that I think is not necessarily well understood, right? Like, before now, nobody could have named the commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. It's flown under the radar because it has been just absolutely independent, and and I say this with the utmost respect, it is filled with 2,000 data geeks who their entire mission is to just put out accurate data in as timely a way as possible. And that really matters to this country. Like, the country loves, the economy runs on reliable data. Like, businesses use the number, decide whether to hire and expand. A big thing, the Federal Reserve uses them to set macroeconomic policy. And that sounds wonky, but it is incredibly important. The Federal Reserve has a ton of power on helping keep us from going into recessions, or if we're in a recession, helping us get out of it. But the tools that the Federal Reserve has, they're really blunt tools. You can't just like flip a switch and make big changes, you know, and make really like fine changes in the U.S. economy. They're blunt tools. So they need to have the best, most accurate, most timely data possible in order to make these decisions that literally affect everyone. Like, if we drop into a recession, millions of people could lose their jobs. If we don't come out of a recession as fast as we could have, if they had been able to do more precise, better macroeconomic policy, that means millions of people will stay unemployed longer than they would have had to. Like, it means millions of people, like, facing the screaming anxiety of unemployment. It's the stakes are enormous, and it's not just for people who lose their jobs. Like, if you have an unemployment rate that's high, that hurts the wages of people who remain in their jobs, of who still have work, because it's the logic is totally straightforward. It is just, if your employer knows you don't have any outside options because unemployment is really high, they don't have to pay you as much. They don't have to pay as much to get and keep the workers that they need. So it hurts, obviously, recessions hurt people who lose their jobs. They also hurt everyone because we see slower wage growth. So it really is important that macroeconomic policymakers have just timely, top-notch data, and not politicized data, right? Like, it's not
politicized data. Yes.
Yes, that's a key. It's not, we can trust, you know, every president has to deal with some jobs numbers that are sort of devastating because they're weak.
Let me ask you this question, Heidi, because this, I think, is the rub. First of all, let me, in very broad strokes, stitch together what you just said, and then I want to ask you one more question very briefly before we have to let you go. What you said is the BLS's numbers end up informing how businesses hire and compensate, whether they make more investments in workforce and R&D, capital improvements. It impacts how the Fed determines macroeconomic policy, which impacts interest rates and employment. So if you helped get your kid through college, you paid for it, or university, or you're thinking about trying to afford a new home, you know, all whether or not your kid has a job and how much they get paid relies on independent, apoliticized or non-politicized data. Mm-hmm. How much you pay for your home loan, that relies, you need unpoliticized data wonks doing that information so that it is the best economic policy that can possibly be implemented. Last question for you, Heidi, and we've got just about a minute left. And that is, if you can briefly tell people, of all of the things that will knock together because of Donald Trump's attacks on data, if we don't have data to test whether or not the president's policies are working, how are we going to know how to vote for? Is this big of a problem?
Yep, I think that's right. I think you're going to have a president who tries to say that everything is hunky-dory, that the policies are working really, really well, even if they're not. And what we want is a president who will actually, if the data show that things aren't going that well, that they'll think about reversing course. They'll think about.
That's it. We got to leave Heidi there. You want a president that wants good data so he knows if it's working. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.